This is the TriStar State, a conversation about Tennessee politics from Nashville Public Radio. This is the episode for the week of June 9th, 2019. I'm Jason Moon Wilkins. There's an official date for Representative Glenn Cassada to leave his post as Speaker, but for some lawmakers, August 2nd is not soon enough. They want him to resign before then. WPLN's political reporter Sergio Martinez Beltrán has been following all of this, and he says some legislators fear Cassada has ulterior motives for hanging on. Hi, Sergio.
Hi, Jason.
So Cassada says he will step down in about 2 months. Why the wait?
Well, his decision to resign on his 60th birthday has raised a lot of questions. There was some speculation on the Hill and on social media that it was about his retirement package. Some were hinting that he would get better benefits for holding on to the seat for a bit longer. The reality is that that's not the case. Lawmakers qualify for a full pension when they turn 55 and have served 4 years. We've reached out to several key people, the state's Treasury Department and the Office of Legislative Administration, and they confirmed his pension will not be affected in a positive or negative way.
Also, if he won't get any more money and there's no current session to preside over, why not just resign this week?
That's a question that many people have. In his resignation letter to members, Cassada didn't provide any explanation as to why. Now, I've talked to multiple Republicans who are on the GOP leadership team and that met with Cassada last week. They told me Cassada's explanation was that this would give those running to replace him a chance to line up support from other lawmakers. But this decision has created a lot of pushback. As expected, the Democrats are asking for him to resign immediately, and some Republicans like Greenville Representative David Hawk and Speaker Pro Tem Bill Dunn say they want the same.
Well, another GOP lawmaker who's been speaking out against Cassada is Mike Carter. The Hamilton County representative has accused the speaker of rigging an ethics investigation as part of this whole scandal.
Yes, and that back and forth continues, Jason. We got a hold of an email Carter sent 2 weeks ago to members of the House. In it, he says he stands firmly by his comments and accusations about the ethics investigations. And he's also saying he's worried about Cassada staying in power even for a couple of months. He tells the Times Free Press that could be destructive to the House. He says Cassada is using his position and his campaign fund to punish those who challenge him, and that Cassada wants to, quote, pick his successor so that he will, in effect, be the shadow speaker. The shadow speaker. That's quite a statement. It's important to remember that Cassada is stepping down from the speakership. He has not indicated he'll resign from the House, so Carter is petitioning his colleagues to kick Cassada out.
So what's next, Sergio? Are some lawmakers still hoping to hold a special session?
Yes, I mean, House Majority Leader William Lamberth and Cassada himself have called for a special session. Cassada wants it on the same day of his resignation, but it's unclear at this point if that'll happen. Governor Bill Lee has the ability to call for a special session, but he has said he is not planning on doing so at this point. And there are several members who are against it, mostly because of the cost, about $41,000 a day, assuming all 132 members of the House and Senate are present. Yes, the Senate would also need to come back to Nashville, even though they have nothing to do with Cassada. The reality is that a special session is not required. Speaker Pro Tem Bill Dunn is the next in line to replace Cassada, so it's technically not needed. But the issue is that there are other Republicans running to replace Cassada, and in order to hold an election, a special session is needed.
Well, thank you, Sergio.
Thank you.
Sergio Martinez Beltrán covers politics for WPLN. You can keep up with our political coverage by subscribing to the TriStar State. You can find that at WPLN.org/TriStar or on your favorite podcasting app.